Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marsha Dotton Chandler, third year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 7th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate published a journalistic piece reporting on the annual cadet training retreat. The article drew attention to the high standards of the training camp, but noted the camp, which ran from July 26 until the 3rd of August, had marked differences when compared to the camps held prior. The 210 cadets and 15 officers camped at Concept Bay St. John behind Codrington College focused on what the author described as subjects discussed with healthy interest, but only experienced by the young military minds through the pages of British wartime magazines. Explosive ordnance technology, or bomb training, had finally become a reality for Barbadian cadets. The cadets, led by Major Skews Cox and Captain Quartermaster J.R. Jordan, along with six other permanent members of the Barbados Regiment, administered the simulated war fields complete with mines, bombs, and booby traps. Specifically mentioning the Commonwealth Cadet Company, the article explained that the young men were also given the opportunity to lay out their own minefields. Participating in the camp were six members of the Harsons College cadet team, pictured in the report celebrating their victory in the intercompany shoot for the prized Martinez Shield. Placement and detonation of the 2-inch mortar, a standard service weapon of the British infantry capable of firing a high explosive bomb weighing 2.25 pounds at a range of 500 yards, and the firing of machine guns were a part of the new experience for the training delegation. A sniper valley was created where cadets participated in surprise attacks, which was described as a technique for sharpening response times and heightening awareness. They also practiced distance shooting of moving targets. During a two-night patrol operation at Fortescue College Savannah, tracer ammunition and high explosives were fired. Other military disciplines were incorporated into the training exercises' nighttime operations. These included sharpshooting, fire controls, field signals, lamp stalking, movement with arms, and grenade throwing. Observing that the attendance at the camp was at record numbers that year, the article did mention that there was a 3-year pause from the annual schedule. This gap highlighted the need for the valuable training now being executed. It further stated the value of such military exercises would serve the country by transforming youngsters into useful, confident, disciplined members of the society. In a final assessment of the training camp and its resounding success, the report deemed the training exercises fit for certifying quality soldiers and for the development of manly, useful citizens. On this day, August 7th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate published a journalistic piece reporting on the details of the annual cadet training retreat, which took place at Concept Bay behind Codrington College.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.